Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now from the Detroit Free Press, get the Detroit perspective on all of this and also talk about Matt Stafford. I guess he's in line for a big payday. Covers the Lions. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline, David Burkett. David, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good, doing David. Great. We appreciate your time. So give us the status report on Zach Orr's visit with the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, holding pattern, I guess, is the best way to describe it. I mean, obviously, Zach Orr, and you guys mentioned you had talked to him and his father. He's going to take a handful of visits. My understanding is he's going to take as many as he can get to. So I don't expect any sort of decision today, tomorrow. I think this is going to go into next week, maybe the week after. He's going to make some sort of decision. He was here. He left already. I haven't talked to any of the Lions doctors, not that they would say exactly what they found anyways. But, if the Lions doctors pass him on his physical, then, look, there's no doubt that he would fit into this defense and he'd be a huge upgrade for the Lions if they could sign him.
Now, listening to the agent and kind of reading what's out there, it sounds like things went well with the Detroit doctors. Is that kind of the buzz that you're hearing too?
Yeah, I mean, all we really have to go on right now is what the agent says, because, like I said, the Lions certainly aren't going to share their medical, evaluations, and I think Bob Quinn was headed off on a little vacation after this visit. So, but the Lions wanted to get him in. Look, they wanted to get him in before everybody left on vacation. They wanted an audience with him because even though they've made some upgrades this offseason at the linebacker position, they spent a first-round pick, they spent a fourth-round pick, they signed Paul Warlow in free agency. He's the guy that would upgrade that unit.
Tell us a little bit about the expectations for the Lions this year, with or without Zach Orr.
Right. They have high expectations. I mean, I think they spent a lot of money this offseason, a lot of resources this offseason in trying to improve some of their their big problem areas, the offensive line, adding some playmakers on defense. Jared Davis, I mentioned the first round pick. He's going to start at middle linebacker for them this fall. The one problem is for all the money that they spent, their left tackle suffers a torn labrum in his shoulder, and now he's out for probably half the season or more. And so even though they've done all these upgrades, they're still in a situation where they have a big question mark on the offensive line with some of the injury issues they have and some of the personnel that they have. So, they have high expectations. They went to the playoffs last year, two of the last 3 years under Jim Caldwell. Caldwell is still in the final year of his contract. The prevailing wisdom is that he's going to need to have another big year in order to get a contract extension. And, of course, they still have the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings to beat in their division to do that.
What was the thinking when they paid all that money for Ricky Wagner?
Well, look, the right side of their offensive line was both free agents, Riley Reiff and Larry Warford, and they did not want to expose Matthew Stafford to any, or to more hits than necessary. I mean, he's a guy that was sacked 2014 and 2015. He was sacked 43 and 44 times, or 44 and 45 times. And then last year they limited that a little bit. He had such a good year last year with his real first full season under Jim Bob Cooter, and they did not want this offense taking a step back. It does not have some of the significant weapons that some of these other teams do. They obviously lost Calvin Johnson, and they just need to keep Matthew Stafford upright. This offense is so quarterback-centric, and everything they do on this team is so focused around Stafford that they wanted to make sure they gave him all the tools that he needed to succeed. And so they saw Rick Wagner as a really good pass-blocking right tackle, somebody who could help in that regard. They thought at least that they had the anchor for their offensive line at left tackle and Taylor Decker, the rookie who played every snap last year, and of course again he suffered the injury. So they thought with those two that they were going to have maybe the one of the best pair of bookend tackles in the NFL, and that would really keep Matthew Stafford upright.
David, how good is Stafford? I mean, you've seen him over time now. How good is he?
Yeah, he's grown. I mean, that's the thing. He had such a good year in 2011 when he threw for 5,000 yards and 41 touchdowns. And, then his play fell off a little bit the couple seasons after that. And really, through when Joe Lombardi was offensive coordinator midway through the 2015 season, there were a lot of questions about whether Matthew Stafford would ever reach, his potential. And he has massive potential, obviously a former number one pick, an arm that, few quarterbacks in the NFL can match. But really what's happened the last, 18 months or so is when Jim Bob Cooter took over as offensive coordinator, Stafford, I think he realized that, you know what, I can take some of these high percentage passes and make some of these short throws, and I can rely on some of my other weapons to get things done. And then when I really need to unleash it at the end of games, we saw the 8 comebacks that the Lions had last year. He can still get out there and let his arm do that. And so I think he's really matured as a quarterback. And, you know, he's not the best quarterback in the NFL or in the top couple. You know, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, you can throw a couple of those guys in that group, obviously. But Matthew Stafford is clearly one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL at this point, and he's just 29 years old. So, you know, there are some people within the Lions organization that think that, you know, he still has more potential to reach.
David Burkett covers the Detroit Lions for the Detroit Free Press here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, on this Featured Artist Friday. Temptations, by the way. Good move to the defense. Haloti Ngata here in Baltimore for a long time. He was a standout, all-pro, beastly guy. How happy or disappointed, if you will, have the Lions been with his productivity since they traded for him a couple years back?
Yeah, you know, he's been solid. I mean, you know, they brought him in to replace Ndamukong Suh, and he certainly hasn't been Ndamukong Suh. And so, you know, if anybody was expecting him to, you know, sort of repeat what Suh did, especially in that 2014 season when the Lions had one of the top three defenses in the NFL, maybe they're disappointed. But I think internally they had realistic expectations of what Haloti was. And that is, you know, he's a very reliable player, you know, still a very good run stopper. You know, they manage his snaps obviously a bit more now than the Ravens had to back in his heyday. But in short bursts, Haloti is still a very effective player. So he's not going to put up a lot of sacks. You know, he had a career low in tackles last year, missed a couple games with injuries. The age is in the you know, toll of the game is starting to wear on him that way. But the Lions still count on him as an anchor on their defensive line and one of their better players up front.
Hey, David, you know what I find interesting? Of rank of importance to the Detroit area, the Lions, the Red Wings, the Pistons, and then throw University of Michigan football in there.
Oh, the Tigers are still there, too.
Oh, the Tigers, too, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is a football town. I mean,
oh, it is?
If
okay.
The Lions ever won, you know, Matthew Stafford, Jim Caldwell, whoever, they'd be able to run for mayor, for governor, whatever. I mean, this is absolutely, you know, you think about it. They put, you know, 60,000 into Ford Field every week, 110,000 plus into, you know, Michigan Stadium, right. 75,000 at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing. So this is certainly, you know, I would say the Lions are number one. You know, Michigan is probably 1A now that Jim Harbaugh is in town and has brought that back. You know, the Tigers are next, and then there's a drop off. You know, then it goes down to the Red Wings and the Pistons.
Really?
So yeah, no, this is certainly a football town, and you know, look, it's been 60 years. This is the 60 year anniversary of the Lions' last team that won a championship, that 1957 team. So if they could ever recapture that glory, this town will go nuts.
They did change the uniforms one to a more retro feel, which is good, I guess.
Well, you know, they still haven't won a playoff game since 91. So
yeah,
they got to do a whole lot of cosmetic changes to sometimes cover some of that stuff up. But like I said, it's been, look, I mean, 26 years since they won a playoff game. They haven't won their division since 1993, and they still pack them in every single week here at Ford Field.
Hey, David, how stable
pissed off Bobby Lane.
How stable is the ownership, you know, the leadership of the ownership?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there is a little bit of a question there. Not that, you know, the organization has been in the Ford family since the 1960s.
Yeah.
And Martha Ford obviously took over for William Clay Ford when he passed away. But the question is sort of the succession plan. You know, Bill Jr., he played a prominent role when his father was alive. He's sort of taken a backseat now and really works, you know, almost exclusively with Ford. His sister, Sheila, has taken on a much more prominent role in the front office, even though it's you know, Mrs. Ford that makes the decision. So the expectation, I guess, is that Sheila will take over eventually for her mother at some point, though nobody has ever said that. No one's ever detailed exactly how that will take place. So there's four Ford children, and, you know, they all have shares of the team. They're all on sort of the board, and that's just the one expectation. Nobody expects that the Ford family will ever sell the team. But there is some just curiosity about what will happen, you know, down the road.
David Burkett covers the Detroit Lions for the Detroit Free Press. Detroit, by the way, will be in Baltimore on Sunday, December 3rd, late in the 2017 season. And the
Bring
Lions,
your heavy coat.
Yeah.
Well, I got my brother-in-law's a really big Ravens fan, so we'll probably meet up, get in town a little bit early that week, and go check out Baltimore a little bit.
All right. Enjoy. Hey,
two of the highest-paid quarterbacks will be going at it.
David, I got you a place. If you go to Bel Air, not far, about 30-minute drive north, go to, if you want crab cakes, Box Hill Crab Cakes, you're going to enjoy it, man.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that one in mind.
Yeah. Vinny will be in the press box till about 2 minutes left that he leaves to beat traffic, though. Just give you a heads up.
But, well, depending on the score, you know, maybe 5 minutes to go.
All right. That one should be a close one.
So. All right. Yeah. David, have a great holiday,
man. Thanks, David.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yep.
David Burkett, Detroit Free Press, covers the Lions.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.